Well, I let the neighbor use my garage. I didn't think about having something here, but I guess it won't hurt out there.
Sure. It'll be okay out there.
Well, it's been about as hot. Jerry, I guess, is just down in California. We had 96 and 8/10 when he'd be out. The valley here.
It's pretty warm.
Yeah, that's warm now.
Well, since I've been home, I haven't really been in the hot weather us down south. Around Los Angeles when it started getting warm around home.
Mm-hmm.
It got warm down there, but I could go swimming in the ocean down there.
Yeah.
Kept cool that way.
Warm. Yeah. We've got a... Maggie's got a cousin. Lives in Frisco. Is coming up here in a week or two now. Get that from her. The other day. Kenneth will be here sometime the 1st of August. George will be here the last of July.
Earl, did you bring my suitcase in?
No.
I'm gonna go get it then.
Well, do you want the big one?
I want my pajamas. Is the car locked?
Well, the trunk is.
Well, the little one's in there, not in the trunk.
You want the big one?
Yeah. Guess
we'll bring them in now. I'll go out and get the little one, too. Oh, you look better now.
The German women dressing go out on the street in their shorts like
they do. No, they sure don't.
I don't
remember seeing one German girl out there over in her shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Then you take them on the ocean out there where they go swimming, they wear next to nothing out there.
Say about Germany. We just met him there at the...
I don't know. He didn't say much.
They were just going and coming, you know, there at the wedding, and we just really didn't...
And he's awful glad to get home.
Get to visit with him much.
But he really didn't tell us anything.
Well, I just bet you he passed right through Bremerhaven.
Yeah.
I expect.
Yeah, it went over.
Yeah, I imagine.
I didn't get to see him over there. Well,
is the country pretty badly devastated? That is, the farming part of it, or, I mean, cut up by the war, or?
No.
Those are the cities that caught it the worst, I guess.
The farms are okay. The cities, of course, have been bombed or being repaired now.
Oh, yes. Were you ever over in East Germany?
Well, I never did get over into East Germany.
Guess that's a pretty good place to stay out of.
Mm-hmm. I saw the border. I saw the zone.
Yeah, we, every once in a while we read of somebody that's been arrested over there, you know, some of the soldiers, they claim they didn't have to do much, I guess, to them to arrest them. They've got the U.S. uniform on.
They just see a camera, a snapshot camera.
Yeah.
Arrested for being a spy.
Yeah, sure. Well, it must be pretty bad. Now, suppose our country was like that, you know, but you had to have a pass to go over the border. Here you come. Of course, you've only been in two states, but you've been in a number of different counties. And take a lot of red tape to travel that far in Europe.
It does. I went to France and England. Well, there were customs officials all through the train waking me up and checking my baggage and anything else.
No, I read about somebody over there that were living in New York, and they asked some officer, official, they wanted to get papers so they could go down and visit some of their relatives in New Jersey. So, as long as you're on a law-abiding citizen, really got all the papers you need.
Don't need any papers.
A lot of pretty tough things happen here too. That Weisenberger kidnapping, that was a bad deal. And hearing that over the radio, that kid was about 9 days. They said they still had faith that the kid was alive, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
Because it was just about 9 months old baby, you know, and had to have baby food, and unless there was.
We went away for about 3 days.
You know, they.
Earl forgot his camera.
Well, like that Lindbergh kid, they just killed it. And then kept on trying to get the lens.
We got the binoculars. Because we could use the binoculars to see all over the country.
There's one phone bed fix. Guess.
That must be mine.
You and Pat will have to draw straws, which sleeps there, which sleeps there.
I sleep on the couch at home. I think I should sleep in the bed here.
When you just say you slept on the couch at home, you thought you just were asleep on the
couch. That's the way I think, too.
Yeah, well, he's got my bed.
He's used to it now.
We might put Grandpa there, but
oh,
he
imagine she'd rather sleep on the couch than to sleep with you.
I might have a nightmare on her foot.
Remember, you did once and scared me to death. I can even remember the dream. You were dreaming that you and Grandpa were walking someplace, and this man was following you, and he started to chase you, and I guess you decided to chase him, and he jumped over a high fence, and you were climbing over that fence after him, or else you were climbing over the fence to get rid of him, and you were just, help, help, and I woke up, and, oh, I just scared that much, I can't.
Not the first time I've scared people in here.
Well, Pat says I sneezed this morning and scared her.
It's because I was
asleep. How'd you sleep at Mildred's?
We slept in the boys' bed. And after we went to bed, Mildred made the davenport down to a bed and put the boys on it.
Oh, I see.
What rank did you hold in when you were
in first class, about the same as corporal in the Army? I just figured I was going to go places in the Air Force.
Well, you didn't. You didn't fly, though, did you? You were just a mechanic.
Made 3 stripes.
Well, what was your job anyway, or can you tell yet?
Well, I was a radio operator. That's
I got more stripes than that, and I never was in the Army. And you got more than shovel.
Some candy over there in that box, if anybody wants to know.
Are these your slippers?
Uh-huh. You okay? Oh, I can squeeze my foot into it, but it's a pretty big squeeze. I guess there's some over there.
She's too fat now. I
got bad teeth.
She's too fat in her. My goodness, I didn't suppose she was that fat.
A good picture of you, Ann.
Mm-hmm. Very good, I think.
I guess I'm more interested.
What do you sound like here, Grandma? Say hello to Blanche.
Let's get something prepared and then put. I'm going to write before I talk in there. I'm going to write it out when I'm going to say it.
I expect it to be talked to now.
You start talking and I'll go turn it on.
Oh, shoot.
Well, I'll tell you, of course, I've always been used to children, but if I couldn't bear children, you know, like when Georges were coming up here last time they visited us, they wrote, it says, we'll let the kids sleep up at Betty so they won't bother Dad. Well, I just wrote them back to that, but if that's what we're going to do, we can stay
Yeah.
Because I don't know, I don't want mean kids. It's going to tear up everything or something like that. But then most children, if you treat them right, going to...
Is that
the
out there?
Oh, yeah, Cutler over there. He said he better not come in here. He stayed too long. He said,
Say, I wonder if he's got a bottle of Four Roses out there.
No, I don't think so.